Boris Johnson's former top aide, the mastermind of the Vote Leave Brexit campaign, Dominic Cummings, has entered the fray on drink-fuelled parties in No. 10 Downing Street. He claims the Prime Minister was warned about holding a drinks party during lockdown and that the PM waved aside concerns. Mr. Johnson has admitted he attended an event in May 2020 but says he believed it was work-related. No. 10 denies he was warned in advance. Senior civil servant Sue Gray is conducting an inquiry into gatherings during COVID. To some reaction now to the latest developments, the Labour MP Sarah Owen told BBC's Newsnight last night it was time for Boris Johnson to resign.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if what Dominic Cummings is saying is actually true, because it seems that lying comes as easily as breathing to Boris Johnson at the moment. But ultimately, it doesn't really matter what I think, it's what the public think. And no one believes that he wasn't at a party. And no one can really square the unfairness of seeing fridges for booze being wheeled into No. 10 at a time when no one could even see their loved ones. I think it is absolutely unjustifiable what's going on at the moment, and he should resign.
But the Conservative MP Peter Bone told the same programme there is no appetite to change the Prime Minister.
On Saturday, I had a meeting with 42 activists. The vast, vast majority was wholly behind the Prime Minister, but they were Conservative activists. We then went out and did 2 hours canvassing in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. And, you know, seven teams. I thought, my goodness me, I'm going to have a terrible reception on the doorstep. But no, they were wholly supportive of the Prime Minister. And many of them were saying, well, hang on a minute, look, he's delivered Brexit, he's got us the vaccination, he's got us through COVID with the fastest growing economy. Why on earth we want to change the Prime Minister?
Lucy Fisher is the deputy political editor at the Daily Telegraph. Lucy, how significant is what Dominic Cummings is saying now?
Well, I think it's very significant. We've heard already six Tory MPs go over the parapet in the last week to publicly call for the Prime Minister to resign. Many, many more Tory MPs in Westminster that I've spoken to are keeping their counsel, waiting to hear the results of the Sue Gray inquiry into alleged parties in Downing Street. And Dominic Cummings' blog post has just unleashed yet another bombshell. He makes the claim that he personally verbally warned the Prime Minister not to go ahead with the party on May the 20th, 2020. He also claims he verbally warned Martin Reynolds, the Prime Minister's principal private secretary. Now, I think there may be some people who say, well, look, he's a disgruntled former employee. He has his own axe to grind. But he makes a key second claim, which is that a senior official also emailed Martin Reynolds making the same warning. If that email exists, I think it's very likely that it will be uncovered by the Sue Gray inquiry, and very difficult for the Prime Minister to potentially argue that, you know, he wasn't warned, or that his principal private secretary essentially went rogue by organising this party and ignoring the warning, not flagging it to him. So very difficult to see how Downing Street can explain that if this email exists.
And among his many difficulties is one of the main difficulties now that if that is the case, and if there is a trail of evidence that says he was warned, then he will have lied to the Commons.
Well, that's right. And that's the central claim that, that Dominic Cummings make, that the Prime Minister has been untruthful in what he said to MPs at Prime Minister's Questions last week, where he conceded there had been an alcoholic drinks party in the garden at Downing Street on that date in May 2020, but that he personally believed that it had been a work event. I think there's also another very arresting claim in the Dominic Cummings blog from last night, which is that he says that there are more photos of events, potentially rule-breaching events, that took place after he left Downing Street. And he says he will say more about that issue only after the Sue Gray report appears. Now, my understanding is that we can expect that report to conclude between the end of this week and the beginning of next week. But what Dominic Cummings is working on is the assumption, which may be wrong, that people in Downing Street won't have been fully truthful with that senior official, and that he will be able to essentially undermine Downing Street and the cooperation they've shown Sue Gray by revealing more damaging claims about parties after her report comes out.
What is the mood now among Tories? We heard from Peter Bone there, and I know you're quoting the business minister this morning, George Freeman, from, I think, private communications with his constituents, where he's talking about the need for high standards.
Well, I'd say that, Peter Bone's view is not typical. I was in Westminster yesterday speaking to a lot of Tory MPs, and the mood was pretty bleak. You know, they'd been back in their constituencies after the weekend, many of them, and had received a torrent of, anguish and complaints to their inboxes, many of which they both sympathised and empathised with. You know, people with tales of terrible hardship, not being able to say goodbye to loved ones, and the perception that, you know, not just the rogue one event or rogue one or two individuals, but this seeming drinking culture and the proliferation of allegations of parties that seem to have taken place across Downing Street in the government estate during various lockdowns, I think has really damaged trust in the government. We've seen already six Tory MPs come out against Boris Johnson, calling for him to resign. Many, many more are waiting until the Sue Gray report to make up their minds and to comment on what they think should happen regarding the Prime Minister's leadership. But it could be the case yet that we see a torrent more calls for his resignation in coming days or weeks.
We shall see how that develops. Lucy Fisher, Deputy Political Editor at the Daily Telegraph. Thank you. It's 7:45.